Welcome to Move Well to Live Well, a podcast where we discuss all things health and wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Belle Moody, a physical therapist specializing in pelvic health. This podcast is here for you to help educate, motivate, and elevate your life. Let's get into it. Hello and welcome to the Move Well to Live Well podcast. My name is Belle. I will be your host. This is our wellness supplement series, part 4. Today we're talking about colostrum. Did I think I would be talking about this? No. I am, you know, with being pregnant and learning about breastfeeding just ahead of time, getting ready for it. Really, this year was the only time I knew, I guess, for sure what colostrum was, or that's really the first time I had started thinking and hearing about it. But I have been seeing so many ads on Instagram for, I think it's called ARMRA, colostrum, for the past, like, gosh, 2 months, maybe longer. I've seen so many ads for this colostrum, and I was confused because I was like, I thought that colostrum was like what I would produce after, or what I'm producing now, and then that's what my baby will have in the first couple days of her life before normal milk comes in. And so anyway, I was kind of confused. I was like, how are they selling that? But it is, it's bovine colostrum. So it's the same thing. Anyway, I'm going to get into it in a second, but I have seen it advertised everywhere. And then the other day on TikTok, I saw that there's like, people are getting they're calling it like the Sophia Richie smoothie, and it has colostrum in it. And, anyway, I was like, this would be, Johnette is actually the one that recommended this for me to look into this. I was like, this is going to be so interesting because I'm so curious because I don't really understand from a supplement standpoint exactly like how that works, how they're getting it, you know, what, anyway, all of the things. So I'm here to share all of that with you today. In preparation for this episode and typing the blog post, I looked up ARMRA, and there, the first thing that caught my eye about the colostrum was the price tag. It's $110 for 4.3 ounces. Now, this stuff is very light, so it says it's $110 for 120 servings. But still, I don't know. I just feel when I saw above the 100s for that, that's not it. I would, anyway, it's not like a powder I would be getting to supplement into my food just upon immediate reaction for me. And so I was like, well, what is in this stuff that credits a price tag like that? And is it worth it? So, just to break down what colostrum is, and I mentioned it earlier, I like currently at being pregnant and have been producing it since, I think since like week 20 of pregnancy, you start making it. I don't know. And it's collecting like all of the antibodies and everything that I'm coming in contact with to be able to give that to my baby because to act as some form of her immune system, because their little babies' immune systems are not developed yet. So anyway, let's see. Colostrum is produced by mammals for the birth of their offspring. It provides their young with antibodies and nutrition for the first couple of days of their life until the mother's milk production shifts into the milk it's going to produce for the remainder of the time. So there's a very like big difference between the colostrum in the beginning versus the breast milk that happens after. So from an ARMRA standpoint or other like colostrum company, they are harvesting bovine colostrum. Excuse me. They are harvesting bovine colostrum. that is being produced in the first 24 to 72 hours after a calf's birth. And then they're turning it into a powder form for humans to ingest with their smoothies, milkshakes, coffee, etc. So that's what's happening is, you know, the cows are giving birth and then these companies are harvesting the colostrum and milk that's produced within that initial calving time. And then using it and turning it into this product. Now, I'm not trying to say that from like a, I feel like that sounds like I'm like, anyway, what am I trying to say? I'm not, to me at first, I was kind of like, oh dang, that's kind of like, it's kind of not good. I don't feel like for them harvesting the colostrum because just knowing how beneficial it is for babies and like taking it away from the calves. But according to their website, I did read this, is that they, that cows produce a significantly like larger amount than calves actually need. And so they are trying to make sure that, or making sure that the calves are getting what they need first. So anyway, but it does seem a little to me, but anyway, that's what they said on their website. So this is just Armour. I didn't look into any of the other brands. So why would you want to use colostrum in your bovine colostrum in your daily life? So it contains lactoferrin, lymphokines, cytokines, leukocytes, colostrinin, growth factors, immunoglobulins, vitamin and minerals, amino acids, enzymes and inhibitors, and oligosaccharides. So it has a lot, so many different ingredients that, one, have a biological effect on the body, and then two, have nutritional benefits. And so that's kind of, if you think back to a baby, whether it be a calf or a baby person, the colostrum, it's providing them with all of these biological ingredients to help protect them, to help, like I mentioned earlier, their immune system. But then it's also providing all of these ingredients from a nutritional standpoint. Now, it's not significantly high in like caloric value, but it is giving the babies the I mentioned, the vitamins and minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and oligosaccharides that they need in those first couple of days of life. So all of those ingredients together that I mentioned can provide benefits, such as, now this is from one study that I read, this is what it claimed, is that it could help with wound healing, glycemic control, be an anti-diarrheic. And I saw that on multiple things, that it could be used to treat diarrhea, obesity management, muscle protein synthesis, anti-proliferative effects, prevention of respiratory tract infections, and antiviral properties. Armour on their website claims that, let me read you what they said, which I thought was interesting. It says, recent studies showing bovine colostrum is 3 times more effective than the flu vaccine at preventing the flu. So, antiviral effect. And now it does have a little, it has a little, these statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is, okay. So yeah, so keep that in mind. Anyway, so does research support all of these things that I just mentioned? Also, there was a lot more than those benefits that I found. Like, some suggested increased like muscle power and lots of other things, but these were the most common that I felt like would be good to mention. I didn't want to put so much out there because I did find conflicting evidence between multiple different things. So anyway, does research support this? One study I found looked at significant changes in people who ingested bovine colostrum over 12 weeks compared to those that didn't. It concluded that bovine colostrum could improve immune function, have an anti-inflammatory effect, and improve the aging process through positive impacts on the metabolic system. So overall, it had the people that took the colostrum versus the people that didn't had really positive effects from an immune system standpoint, inflammation, and their metabolic rate and all. Another study, I found detailed significant health improvements from bovine colostrum. However, the study received funding from a colostrum production company, and one of the investigators was an employee of this company as well. And so there was just such a, when I read that, I was like, oh my gosh, that is a huge, and they put that in the study. Like, they acknowledged that, that there was a really, that was a conflict of interest. But I was like, I don't feel like it would be the best piece of research to go into, because I mean, that's a very significant bias that they had funding from this company. One of the investigators, like the person who was putting on the research study, worked for this company. Like, how can you accurately report your findings when you have all of, you know, this pressure from, and there might not have been pressure, but I'm sure there was pressure from this company for the results to be good, you know, if they were funding it. So, and maybe they weren't funding it for that reason. They just wanted to know. But anyway, significant conflict of interest. So I wasn't going to go into that one. But anyway, the risk overall seemed really low associated with taking bovine colostrum. But the only risk that I could find was that with any animal product, you run the risk of coming into contact with agents from that animal. However, there are no known cases of sickness associated with taking bovine colostrum at the moment. Now, ARMRA claims that there are over 5,000 published studies on the benefits of colostrum, yet a lot of what I read claimed that bovine colostrum intake lacks significant evidence proving its benefits. So I don't know, keep that in mind. I don't know where all these 5,000 studies are coming from, but yeah, I found nothing that said, like, the only research that I did find, and I looked at four different studies, one being a randomized controlled trial, one being a systematic review. Two were actually systematic reviews. Anyway, what was I trying to say? Oh, the randomized control trial was the one that said that could say, you know, this is what we saw over those 12 weeks in those people. And, but everything else said, you know, they needed more evidence and more research, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, just keep that in mind. In summary, though, the idea behind bovine colostrum and its potential benefits are definitely there. And so if you're interested in trying it, I would take it, monitor yourself, and see if you can tell a difference in the way that you feel. As always, I don't think this is anything anyone is in dire need of. You can still be really, really successful with your wellness routine without colostrum. It is not going to make or break you being able to be healthy and age well and do the things that you need to do. This is just an additional thing that could potentially help you be more efficient, more productive in your routine. But also, I mean, to me, let's see, $110, I mean, for one package. Now, that's 120 servings, so that would be technically, I guess, 4 months worth. Am I thinking of that right? I don't know. 120 divided by 30 days would be like 4 months, right? Maybe. Anyway, so I mean, if you're spreading it out, it's not $110 a month for this supplement, but anyway, and I don't know what their like dosing is or recommendations on that might be, but I don't think it's something that I would be purchasing anytime soon or making that investment especially right now, because with my pregnancy and then especially getting ready for postpartum, my sleep is so off right now, and there's just a lot of stuff that I need to get back. I want to get back into a routine before I start trying to add a bunch of other stuff. And yeah, if that makes sense. So I think that's why, I don't know, I wouldn't feel like I needed to purchase it. Now, once I really got rolling back with my normal, like my normal routines and things like that, and once we're adjusting to life with a baby, maybe I would purchase some colostrum and see how it goes. But if that's something that you're interested in adding and you feel like the investment would be worth it, I say go for it from what I read. But anyway, as always, this is not medical advice. Please consult with your doctor if you're wanting to supplement new things. And okay, that's everything. It's a short one today. That's, I'm going to, if you want to look at all of the research that I did find, I've attached it within our blog post, which I will put the link to that in the show notes. And if you have any interesting thoughts about like colostrum, I would love to hear it. Like maybe you've taken it for a while, you love it, maybe you hate it, whatever. So let us know on Instagram, either the Move Well to Live Well podcast Instagram or the Studio Barn Wellness. So I will, there we've got lots more topics coming up for our wellness supplement series. So keep subscribing. I don't think you can subscribe more than once, but subscribe, rate, leave us a review, share the podcast with a friend, and let us know what you think. And I will talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. You can meet us and work out with us in person at the Studio Bar and Wellness located in Starkville and Lewisville, Mississippi, or move with us online at www.thestudiobarandwellness.com on Studio Stream. Our goal is that you move well to live well.